Can I see your big smile?
我想看大家都开心地笑起来。
And please do me a favor.
请大家帮助我。
Please turn to the person next to you and say, God is good all the time.
请你跟你旁边的人说，神是良善的。
And don't forget to smile. Please do that.
不要忘了互相笑了。
Come on, do it.
我们来一起这样做。
You see, there is a big difference when you do that.
我们看到，如果我们这样做，就会有一个很大的不同。
When we are in the presence of God, we should feel the joy.
我们与神同在的时候，我们应该感觉到喜乐。
Everybody, I believe, know the Lord's Prayer.
我想我们大家都很熟悉主祷文。
Would you mind stand with me?
大家能不能站起来？
I will speak the Lord's Prayer in English.Sentence by sentence and then translate it. But you can follow us, okay? And speak together with us. Let's bow our heads.
我用英文一句一句的读主祷文，然后有翻译，你们可以跟我们一起读。
Our Father who art in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
Hallowed be thy name.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Thy kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
Thy will be done.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
On earth as it is in heaven.
如同行在天上。
Give us this day our daily bread.
我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
And forgive us our debts.
免我们的债。
As we forgive those who've trespassed against us.
如同我们免了人的债。
And lead us not into temptation.
不叫我们遇见试探。
But deliver us from evil.
救我们脱离凶恶。
For thine is the kingdom.
因为国度。
And the power.
权柄。
And the glory.
荣耀。
Forever and ever.
全是你的，直到永远。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. You may be seated.
谢谢大家，请坐。
And that would be the text, actually, the scripture that we are about to read. And we don't think we need to read it again.
这就是我们今天要学习的经文，我们可能不需要再读一遍。
It's taken from Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 to 15. But you already not only read it, you already memorize it.
这是马太福音第六章的一段非常重要的经文，我们想大家不但熟悉，可能都已经能够熟记在心了。
Now before I continue,
在我开始之前，
I just want to address that I come with my wife.
我想说今天我的太太和我是一起来的。
I would like to ask my beautiful wife to stand up, please.
我想请我美丽的太太站起来。
Okay, that's my wife standing.
这是我的太太。
I have to say that she is the most beautiful woman in the world.
我想说在我的眼里她是世界上最美的女人。
For me, okay?
在我看来。
Yeah, we have two children.
我们有两个孩子。
They're still very young.
他们还年幼。
They are about to be 6 and 4 years old.
一个是四岁，一个是六岁。
I only have one wife, by the way.
但是我只有一个妻子。
All right. So what we are going to learn from the scripture today, 3 things.
我们今天要从圣经中学三个事情。
3 things that we can learn from the Lord's Prayer.
三件我们能够从主祷文里头学到的事情。
And we are going to focus on the person of God. Who is God represented in the Lord's Prayer?
我们首先要看在主祷文里头强调神是什么，谁是神。
Number one,
第一，
we say our Father.
首先我们讲我们在天上的父。
So point number one, God is our Father.
所以第一点重要的是，神是我们的父。
So this is something that every one of us should remember that God is our Father.
所以这是我们大家都要记住的，神是我们的父。
I've come from Indonesia, so I know different kinds of religion.
我来自印度尼西亚，所以我对其他的宗教也有所了解。
Christianity is not the majority in Indonesia.
基督教。在印度尼西亚不是一个很大的宗教。
So I've been exposed to lots of different religions.
所以我 见过很多其他的宗教。
And I can tell you that in Christianity we can call God our Father.
所以我可以告诉大家，在基督教里，我们可以将神叫做我们的父。
But it's not in other religions.
但是其他的宗教不是这样的。
Even in one of the religions,
在其他宗教之中的一个宗教，
they said it's an abomination for us to call God our Father.
这个宗教说，如果你将神叫做你的父，这是一个天大的不敬。
So I can say that Christianity is very unique.
所以我们可以说基督教是非常独特的。
And Jesus taught us how to pray.
而且耶稣基督教导我们怎么样去祷告。
We call the creator of heaven and earth, all the universe, our Father.
我们将创造万物的主叫成我们的父。
Now in Aramaic, and you read it, if you read it in Aramaic or Hebrew or English, it's going to say, we call him Abba, Father.
所以在亚兰文或者是希伯来文中，我们叫我们的上帝阿爸。
Yeah, in Romans chapter 8, it says, we have been given the Spirit.
所以在罗马书第十六章说，我们接受了神的灵。
Chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
And the Spirit is not giving us fear anymore.
他就说这个灵我们所受的不是害怕的灵。
But by that Spirit we call him Abba, Father.
我们所受的乃是儿子的心，所以我们叫我们的神阿爸父。
Now in Aramaic the word Abba is not just father in a formal way.
在亚兰文里头，阿爸不仅仅有父亲的意思。
If you translated it into English, it will be like the word daddy.
如果我们把它翻成现代的英文，也就是爸爸的意思。
So it has a relationship. It's close relationship.
所以这种关系是非常亲近的关系。
If in a formal way you call Abba, you have the gap between. This is formal. That's father. This is me.
如果你用一种很拘谨、很正式的阿爸这个称呼来叫，似乎显得有点生疏，好像你是你，我是我。
But if you call somebody daddy, it's not like he's far away, but you can like this, daddy.
如果你叫一个人爸爸，那么就比较亲切，就像你很亲切的到你的爸爸跟前来一样。
You can do that too if you want.
Not good enough. Oh,
daddy. So there is closeness.
所以这有一种亲密的关系。
So this is I would like to bring out to everybody here.
所以这就是我今天要带给大家的。
I believe you know that God is your Father.
所以我相信大家知道神是你的父。
If you believe, say Amen.
如果你相信的话，讲说哎，阿门。
But my question to you, do you feel that He is a far away dad or far away father, a former father?Or you also can feel that he's your daddy, that you can feel so close, and you can lean on to him.
所以我想问大家的问题是，神对你来说是一个可敬不可近的神，还是一个你觉得非常可以亲近，就像你自己父亲一样的神？
So even in Aramaic, Jesus taught us clearly that yes, Father is someone that we should respect, of course.
虽然在圣经里头，耶稣也告诉我们，我们的父神是我们所要尊敬的，当然这是事实。
But he's not just tell us he's just like that. No.
但是他并不是告诉我们，我们的神是可望不可及的。
God is also a person that we can be so close that we can call him daddy and we can be feel comfortable with.
神是我们可以亲近的。我们可以叫他爸爸，我们可以在他的面前感觉到舒服。
I have my daughter and my son. If they call me in my house, Pastor Sudi,
如果我的儿子在而女儿在我家里头叫我苏迪牧师的话
，I feel oh,
我感觉有点，我感觉就会怪怪的。
But,If they call me daddy,
如果他们叫我爸爸
I feel, oh, this is my children. I feel so close. Can you see the difference?
我们大家能不能看到这里面的区别?
If you see it, say amen.
如果我们看到区别, 我们说, 哎, amen.
Okay, that's good. So I just want to bring that as my first point because I know my time is limited.
所以这是我的第一点, 我也不能讲太多, 因为我时间有限。
So God is not just our father, but he's our daddy. So you have to feel that closeness. Don't pray to him as if he's so far away.
神我们不只是称作父神 同时他是我们的爸爸 我们要感到我们跟他亲近
So develop that kind of relationship that you can call him daddy
所以我们跟神应该建立这样一种关系 我们能够很舒服地叫神爸爸
Amen
Amen
Now point number two
我要讲的第二点是
When we say you know your kingdom come
当我们说你的国降临的时候
We can see that God is not just our father but he's also our king
我们要说的是神不仅仅是我们的父神 同时他也是我们的王
And what does it mean if he's our king
那么如果我们说神是我们的王 这是什么意思呢
Then everything that he say is a command for us
这就意味着他所说的对我们都是一个诫命
Because when the king says A, everybody under his kingdom will have to do A.
如果他说一, 我们就只能做一。
If the king says B, everything under his kingdom have to follow and obey.
他说二, 我们就只能做二, 说一不二。
So as his children, we have to feel close with him.
所以作为他的儿女, 我们要跟他感到亲近。
As the citizen of heaven, we have to obey him.
但是作为天国的子民, 我们要顺服他。
By the way, the Bible tells us that we are all citizens of heaven.
同时, 圣经也告诉我们, 我们都是天国的子民。
Because our God is the King of heaven and earth.
因为我们的神是, 万物之王。
So we are citizens of heaven.
所以我们是天国的子民
Yes, we are Canadian, some of us or Chinese, some of us but on top of that in eternity we are citizens of heaven
当然我们可以说我们中间有的人是加拿大人 有的人是中国国籍的人 但是从天国来讲 我们都是天国的子民
If you believe Jesus as your Lord and Savior
如果你相信耶稣基督是你的救主，是你的主，
you become citizen of heaven.
那么你就是天国的子民。
If you believe Jesus is your Lord and Savior,
如果你相信耶稣基督是你的主，是你的救主，
God, the creator of heaven and earth, becomes your father, your daddy.
那么创造天地万物的神就是你的父，就是你的爸爸。
Now, from the first point that God is our daddy,
所以第一点是, 神是我们的爸爸。
When we say, you know, hallowed be thy name,
当我们说, 愿人都尊你的名为圣的时候,
we can learn a very important point there,
我们要学到一点非常重要的,
that the purpose of our life,
那也就是我们生命的目的,
is to glorify God.
就是要来荣耀神。
If we are his children,
如果我们是神的儿女,
we are bringing the name of our Father.
那么我们就要带出神的名字。
When we are at home,
如果我们在家里,
at work,
在上班的时候,
at school,
上学的时候,
everywhere we go,
不管我们在哪里,
we are bringing the name of our Father.
我们都要尊神的名为圣。
I believe all of you know this. Whenever you see children who are naughty,
我们 都知道我们如果说孩子淘气的话
they make a fuss they make terrible you know things to do around us
他们在我们 旁边乱吵乱闹
the first thing people will ask is this
第一个人们的反应通常都是这样的
whose children are those people
他们会说这些孩子是谁家的孩子
who are the parents
他们的父母是谁啊
the same thing with us
对我们来说 做神的儿女也是一样。
God is our father, our daddy.
神是我们的父，是我们的爸爸。
Whatever we say,
我们所说的。
Whatever we do,
我们所做的。
People look at us and they see, you are God's children.
人们看我们会说，哦，这些是神的儿女。
So if we do something not good,
如果我们做错事
，Not only we are going to be bad, but the name of our father will be bad.
我们自己是坏的，同时我们也败坏了神的名。
And we don't want that to happen, amen.
所以我们也不希望那样的事情发生。
So we can learn something very important from the Lord's Prayer.
所以我们从主祷文里头可以学到非常重要的关于神的信息。
Now, when we say, "You are my King,"
当我们说你是我们的王的时候
，we surrender to Him.
我们将我们自己交托给他。
Let your kingdom come.
让你的国降临。
Let your will be done.
让你的旨意成。
On earth as it is in heaven.
行在地上，如同行在天上。
And that includes in my life.
这个也包括行在我们的生活中。
In your life.
行在你们的生活中。
If God is our king.
如果神是我们的王的话。
Then we're gonna say, "Let your will be done, not my will."
我们会说将爱让你的旨意成就，而不是我的意思成就。
The best example is Jesus Himself.
最好的例子就是耶稣自己。
When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane,
当他在克西马尼园的时候
because he became, you know, crucified on the cross,
因为他就将要被钉上十字架。
He prayed like this.
他是这样祷告的
If it may be so, Father, let this cup pass by.
你若愿意就把这个杯撤去
But not my will, your will be done.
然而不要成就我的意思只要成就你的意思
I believe some of you right now are in a situation when you are about to make a choice.
我知道我们中间可能有的弟兄姊妹也要做某些决定
You need to make decisions in your life.
你要做你生活中重要的决定。
And this is not just a simple decision, but major decision in your life.
这可能是一个非常大的决定。
I would like to remind you.
这里我要提醒大家。
Pray this kind of prayer.
就是用主祷文来祷告。
Lord, not just my will, but let your will be done.
我们说，神按你的意志，不要按我们的意志。
Because God's will is always the best.
因为神的意志总是最好的意愿。
If you believe, say amen.
如果你相信的话，请说阿门。
Sometimes it's not what we want.
有时候神的意愿不是我们所要的。
But trust me, if God wants you to do something, that will be the best thing for you.
但是请大家相信我，如果神想要你做什么，一定是对你最好的事情。
Even though at this moment you can't see that, you don't understand that, but if He tells you, that will be the best.
虽然此时此刻你可能不会了解神的心意，但是那一定是对你最好的。
Amen.
阿门。
Number three.
第三点。
I hope I still have my time.
我希望我的时间还有。
All right. The third one will be this. God is the source of everything.
神是万物之源。
In our life.
是我们生活中一切的源头。
That's why we pray.Give us this day our daily bread.
所以我们在祷告的时候说，我们今日的饮食求你赐给我们。
That tells us He's the source of our blessings.
这就是说，神是我们所有恩惠的源泉。
And we say this day.
我们说今日。
What does it teach us? What does that teach us when we say this day?
那么我们说今日，我们学到的意思是什么呢
？It teaches us that we need to pray every day.
那也就是说我们每一天都应该祷告
We were not taught by Jesus Just pray this Father give us The whole of my life from now until I die The bread that I need to eat
耶稣基督不是这样教我们祷告的我们给神说请你赐给我一生的食物
He did not teach us like that
他没有这样教导我们
He teach us give us this day
他教导我们说今日的饮食求你赐给我们
Because that means tomorrow you will pray again
那么意思也就是明天我会来如此求
And that's why we are here right now
那也就是说 也就是为什么我们今天在这里。
Because we pray, amen.
因为我们祷告，阿门。
I hope tomorrow you pray again.
我希望明天你还会祷告。
Not just every Sunday.
不仅仅是每一个主日。
And then we pray not only the bread that we are praying for, but we also pray forgive us our debts or our sins.
我们祷告不仅仅是求我们日用的饮食，同时我们祷告神免了我们的债。
That means he is the source of our forgiveness.
这也就是说神是我们得到宽恕的源头。
And that speaks about our emotional well-being.
这也就是在我们情感方面健康的一个非常重要的部分。
Because when you know that you are forgiven by God,
当你知道神赦免了你的罪的时候，
you will feel peace.
你就会有平安。
You can sleep so nicely like a baby at night.
你就可以安然入睡，像孩子一样。
But if you feel that God is mad at you, he's angry at you,
但是你如果觉得神的愤怒在你的身上，
will you be able to sleep?
你晚上还能安睡吗？
No.
不可能的。
You will go like this.
你可能会这样。
And then you turn like this.
然后那样。
And then, you don't feel good.
然后辗转反侧，你心里都很难受。
God is mad at you.
因为你知道神的愤怒到了你的身上。
So he is the source of our forgiveness.
所以神是给我们宽恕。
And we also pray.As we forgive those who sins against us.
但是我们同时还祷告，就像我们免了别人的债。
That teaches us that he is the source of our love.
这就是说神是我们爱的源头。
Because if he's not the source of our love, we cannot forgive others.
如果我们不能从神那里得到爱，我们怎么能去原谅别人呢？
Be honest with me. Be honest with me.
请你说实话，
If someone do something bad to you,
如果有人慢待了你，
in your flesh as human being,
作为一个血肉之躯的人，
are you going to say, it's okay, it's okay?
你会说没事没事吗？
Maybe once you're going to say, it's okay.
有时候可能你会说没事。
If he does it again the second time, you're going to say, it's okay.
如果第二次你或许也可以非常不轻言地说可以没事。
But if the same person does it again three times, what are you going to say?
如果同样的人三次冒犯你，你会怎么说呢？
It's okay.
你会
So that's not going to work.
所以一般来说我们不会这样反应。
Because we don't have that love to forgive.
因为我们没有从神那里得到能让我们原谅别人的爱。
In Greek, there are four kinds of words used and translated as the word love.
在希腊文里头有四个字都是爱的意思。
Philia, it is the love for other people like friends.
这就是朋友之间的爱。
And there is Storge.
Storge
is the love within the family members.
是,
Because of blood related.
是家族家庭成员之间的爱。
There is Eros.
还有 Eros.
That is the love between lovers, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend, husband and wife.
Eros 是情人之间、夫妻之间的爱。
But there is another word, agape.
还有最后一个字叫 agape.
This means unconditional love.
这就是无条件的爱。
The love that only think about the best thing about the person that we give, not about us, but about the person that we love.
这种爱要求我们完全不要想到自己，只想到对别人的好处。
This is unconditional.
这是无条件的。
This is the love that God gave us.
这是神给我们的爱。
Human beings naturally do not have this kind of love.
作为人，我们是没有这种爱的。
That's why in 1 John chapter 4 verse 19.
因此在约翰一书第四章第十九节是这样说。
The Bible says, we love because he first loved us.
圣经说我们因为神首先爱了我们，我们才会去爱人。
In other words, if he did not first love us, it's impossible for us to love others.
如果神没有爱我们，我们是没有能力，也不可能去爱别人的。
In other words, it's impossible for us to give out something that we don't have.
也就是说，我们不可能没有什么东西，我们还能把这个东西给别人。
So we are taught that the Father God is the source of our love.
所以圣经告诉我们，神是我们爱的源头。
If anybody of you in this room has bitterness in your life, disappointment in the past.
如果我们中间有人心存苦毒，有一些非常沮丧的事情的话，
You are having a hard time of forgiving somebody because it was so painful.
你一定会觉得去原谅别人非常的难，因为是非常痛苦的事情。
And you said, Pastor Sudi, you don't know what I felt. It's so terrible.
你会说Sudi 牧师，你不可能理解我的心情，是非常难受的一种心情。
I will never be able to forgive that person.
我永远不可能原谅这样一个人。
That person could be your ex-lovers.
这个人可能原来是你的恋人。
Even your own parents.
也可能是你的父母。
Your own son or daughter.
也可能是你自己的亲生儿女。
Your best friend.
也可能曾经是你最好的朋友。
Your uncle.
你的叔叔。
Your grandpa.
你的爷爷，
Anybody that was so close to you before,
可能是你从前非常亲近的人。
I want to remind you,
但是我想提醒大家，
God is the source of your love.
但是神是你爱的源头。
Yes, you can't forgive with your own love.
当然你靠着自己，你不可能去原谅这些人。
But if you ask the Father, Daddy, I need your agape love.
但是你如果给神说，爸爸，我需要你给我这种无条件的爱。
Then he will give you that love, fill you with that love, fill you with that love.
神就会让你充满那样的爱。
And because you are filled with that love, you have that love in you.
因为你充满了那样的爱。
And because you have that love in you, you can give that love to others.
因为你已经拥有了那样的爱，你就能够把那样的爱给别人。
And then you will say, God is the source of my love.
然后你就会说，神是我爱的源泉。
The next word, do not lead us into temptation.
下面一句话是，让我们不要遇见试探。
That means God is our leader.
这也就是说，神是带领我们的。
He's the source of our direction.
他是给我们指路的。
Should I turn right or turn left? Lord, help me to choose the right path.
我是往左走还是往右走，我们要求神的指引。
He is the source of our direction.
他是我们指路的人。
But deliver us from evil.
他是带领我们走出罪恶的人。
That means that God is our source of deliverance.
也就是说，神是我们拯救的源泉。
He is the source of our protection and safety.
神是赐给我们保护安全的。
If you feel that your life is in danger,
如果你感觉到你的生命受到威胁的话，
be reminded that God is the source of your protection.
我们就要记住，神是我们得保障的源泉。
I would like to remind everybody that the Father is so good to every one of us.
我想再次提醒大家，我们的父神是如此的善待我们每一个人。
I just want to go to the application to close this.
下面我要谈一下今天信息的应用。
First,
首先
approach God.
我们要这样来到神的面前。
And see him as a person that is approachable and loving.
我们要将神看成一个我们可以亲近的。
Not just in a formal way as a father that is far away, but as a daddy that you can hug and you feel his heart.His love.
不仅仅是一个至高无上，好像可望不可及的神，而是我们可以称作爸爸，我们可以亲近的神。
Build this kind of relationship.
我们要跟神建立这样的一种亲密的关系。
Number two.
第二点。
In everything in your life.
在我们生活的每一个事情中。
Remember that God's will is the best for you.
我们要时常提醒我们自己，神的意愿是我们最好的意愿。
Always believe that He is always behind everything that is happening in your life.
记住，在我们生活生命中的每一件事情的背后，都有神的同在。
I remember the first reading was about Joseph.
我们看，我们都知道，圣经中关于约瑟的故事。
Joseph in Genesis chapter 50 verse 20 said this.
约瑟在创世纪五十节第二五十章第二十节这样说。
He said this to his brothers.
他这样对他的弟兄说
：“You intended it for to harm me。
你们曾经是要伤害我
，But God intended it for good。
但是神的意愿是美好的。
His brothers sold him。
他的弟兄将他卖给了埃及人。
And because of that, Joseph became a slave。
因此，约瑟变成了奴隶。
And then he worked at Potiphar's house。”
那么当他在一个官员的家里做仆人的时候
And the wife of Potiphar falsely accused him and thrown him into prison.
同时又被主人的妻子诬告将他投到监狱里
As a prisoner, he was forgotten.
作为一个囚犯他被忘记了
But one day,
但是有一天
Pharaoh summoned him.
法老将他招去
He interpreted the dream of Pharaoh.
因为他给法老解了梦
And he was promoted to be the right hand of Pharaoh.
那么他被提升到法老的右手
When his brother came to him
当他的弟兄们再次来到他这里的时候
To make the story short
我们长话短说
He told them I am Joseph
他告诉他们我就是当年的那个约瑟
Think about it
让我们再想一想
If you were Joseph what would you want to do?
如果你是约瑟的话 你会怎么样做呢
Payback time
你会想报复的时候到了
But that he didn't do
但是约瑟没有那样做
He said
他说
Don't be afraid
不要害怕
I'm not going to judge you
我不会评判你们
You intended it to harm me
虽然你们想害我
But God intended for my good
但是神要恩待我
RememberEverything that you've been going through,
我们所经历的每一件事情
the hands of God are behind it.
神的手都在这个事情的背后
He covers you.
他会保护你
He protects you.
他会看顾你
He will promote you.
他会让你升高
If you believe, say amen.
如果你相信的话，我们说阿门
And the third one, remember.
第三点
God is the source of our everything.
神是我们生命中所有事情的源头。
Anything that you need, Jesus said, don't be afraid of what you're gonna eat.
我们不管有什么需求，就像耶稣说的，
what you're gonna wear,
吃什么忧愁。
And he said in the same chapter,
穿什么忧愁。
Matthew chapter 6, he said,
他在马太福音第六章这样说。
Because your Father knows what you need.
因为你的父神知道你所需要的。
And he will provide for you.
他会给你。
Do not worry about what you need.
不要为你所求所需去忧愁。
In verse 33, the most famous verse, and this is the last verse, I promise.
那么最后的一条经文是
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
你们要先求他的国和他的义。
And everything else will be added.
这些东西都要加给你们了。
If you believe, say amen.
如果你相信的话，大家说
If you are blessed by the message, say amen.
如果你感觉到今天的信息给你带来祝福，说阿门。
God bless you. Thank you.
求神祝福你们。